Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Hello.
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 Now that we've got the blood flowing, let's work on our voices.
Can we do this every day?
Here's the dealio.
We're gonna party!
Welcome to the real world, hippies!
It's Kix Morning Show, JP, Liz, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to October 2nd and Friday. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Good
morning, Husker Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Everybody ready for the weekend? Oh, now your microphone's all wackadoodle.
Yeah, something's not working right.
Bang it. Bang it. Try it again.
Hello? Jack? Yep. Hi.
What is going on?
I don't know. We're falling apart. Yeah, yep. This thing's overmodulated bad.
Boom.
Oh, well. Oh, that is terrible.
That is really, really bad. Okay. Well.
Yikes.
We'll work on that.
Yes, it is what it is.
No, oh, my goodness.
Anyways, how's everybody doing?
Other than that, it's going great.
Mm-hmm.
How about yourself, Liz?
Good.
Welcome to Friday. we'll figure this out. It's always funny how that works. You think everything's perfectly fine, and then
it's just the way of the world, man.
Right.
It's just the power of my voice is overmodulating this horribly, that's all.
And of course, it's all locked
my
up.
My favorite thing about... Jeez, that's terrible. My favorite thing about the world, whenever we have problems like this, is our first instinct as humans is to hit as many things as possible.
Because that's what I was told to do.
It's like in Zoolander at the end, when they're trying to get the files out of the computer.
Oh, yeah. And they're just karate chopping it. Yeah.
The crap out of it.
Oh, that's terrible.
This is really bad.
I'm not going to talk for this segment, because this is bad.
Okay.
Can you move to the next mic over?
Is there another mic still hidden here, or did they take that out?
Out?
Of course, they took the guest mic out.
All right. Well, it's
at someone's house because of COVID.
This is as COVID as it gets. Man, first President Trump gets COVID, and now we've got the...
Now our microphone has COVID. Yeah. Stupid microphone.
I think that's what it is.
It is what it is.
We're going to go ahead and get going with Free Fun Friday.
Coming up next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
So... we're going to play with our microphones and come back and get you a free fun Friday. Somehow, a redneck review, out of context contest will get you some opportunities to get it off your chest. Which,
does that sound any better?
Nope. Okay. Which will be the same thing. We'll have a chance to get it off our chest about our microphones. Jungle John is coming in with a big announcement about Boo at the Zoo.
Mm-hmm. Tis the season.
A lot more on the show.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings... you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
You really never, ever can tell who has the thrill of the fight, who can rise up to the challenge of their rivals, who has learned some karate in their time.
Say what?
Okay.
So we'll switch to this one because, of course...
actually, what he just said is true, though. Most of the time, you don't know someone knows karate till it's way too late for you.
There is that.
Because the only time you ever find out someone knows karate is when you're on the wrong end of karate.
Yeah, that's fair.
If they've been drinking and they just want to show off their sick moves. That's the other time.
Amazing moves that they have.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with 59-year-old guy named Donald Prestwood, who broke into a senior apartment complex in Fontana, California.
Ooh. Aww.
He was drunk and said he was looking for his girlfriend. Then he busted into his girlfriend's 81-year-old mother's room.
Uh-oh.
And she was in her wheelchair. She tried to ask for help, yell for help. And luckily enough, Lorenza Marujo, who's 67, hurt her from two floors up.
Okay.
Turns out that Lorenza trained in jujitsu from 1981 to 2007.
Nice. So this dude is a black belt.
She is a black belt.
Yeah, or this person.
And calls herself Lady Ninja.
Well, yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's how she woke up, probably in a dead sleep. And she actually didn't hear anything. She sensed it.
Right. Yeah.
And then she just opens her eyes and she's like, I'm on my way.
Like Spidey senses there.
So she swung down the outside of the building and through the window, right?
Yep, probably parkour.
That's how she got there.
She ran down to the apartment, saw Donald going after her elderly neighbor, and she attacked.
I have a general rule. If I'm ever in a situation where there could be a fight and I hear, what the fuck? That means I run. Because that's how you know.
Drop everything and go.
Yeah, that's like, uh-oh, someone around here has got ninja skills. And I don't, so I gotta run.
I gotta go.
She bent his fingers back to get him off her friend, then elbowed him in the sternum.
Oh, yeah.
And took him to the ground and held him until the cops got there.
Oh, yeah. Rear naked choke, no doubt.
How big do you think Lorenza is?
Probably 5 foot, maybe.
I was going to say, like, probably like 5'2".
She's 4'11 and 100 pounds, soaking wet.
But she knows jujitsu, and jujitsu, that is the great equalizer in life.
Yeah.
True.
Donald is 5'10", 170.
Yeah, yeah.
So she down somebody about a foot taller than
Hell
she
yeah,
is.
Man. Hell yeah, man.
70 pounds heavier, too.
Her only regret was that her jujitsu skills are a little rusty, she said.
Really?
Quote, I would have done more damage to him.
Yeah.
If I would have kept up with my jujitsu skills.
She probably did a flying rear naked choke.
I just love that.
She is...
Have you ever had a flying rear naked choke done to you by a 67-year-old?
Nope.
It's probably horrible.
Probably.
I would assume.
She looks way older than 67.
Man, who are you to be judging
people? I don't think I'd be running your mouth before she comes running in here.
She probably, totally kicked my butt, but yeah. So good for her that she's the BA person that she is.
There's something to be said about having, 36 years of jujitsu? Something
right.
like that?
Yeah, 36 years.
Yeah, oof. Somewhere in that neighborhood. So
congrats to Lorenza. She's a hero.
My math is good.
This time around. And because
I'm telling you,
the lady ninja.
You ever hear, what the? That means you run.
Always.
For your life. Because you chewed off a little more, or bit off a little more than you could chew. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
There you go.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On the way, the nitty-gritty for Music City. Great new music for you, too. That's a good thing. Other good things coming up with our Good Things segment. You can let us know if you've got a good thing. Let us know Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On KX96.9. Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Yesterday was the 3-year anniversary of the Route 91 massacre, and Jason Aldean shared his thoughts on Instagram. He was performing when the shooting started, and his wife Brittany, who was 8 months pregnant at the time, was nearby. Jason shared a tribute yesterday saying, quote, October 1st will always be a day for us that's extremely hard to relive. To everyone in the Route 91 family, we love you guys, and we couldn't have gotten through it without you. And Josh Abbott of Josh Abbott Band's wife, Taylor, also shared a text conversation between them that night, revealing that she had been up in the room sick. And because she was up in the room, Josh came to see her after the performance, which meant he wasn't at the festival space when the shooting started. However, he did get separated from his wife when they learned that the shooter was in the hotel just a couple floors up from their room. So sharing a little bit more about that night and all of the craziness and...
I'll still never forget. We've got a mutual friend in Mitchell who's from Las Vegas, and he was backstage with Jake Owen taking him to a post party.
Yeah.
Was going to leave for the post party when the gunfire started. And it's like, jeez.
Yeah. So, so scary. So remembering that on its anniversary. And on a lighter note, John Party is bringing more fun. Get ready for Party Time. That's Party Time with a D, as in John Party. It's the name of his new digital variety series that debuts next Tuesday on CMT's Facebook and YouTube channels.
Want to see some random
every day I work out at 9 a.m. I still have fat face. I don't know why.
I feel that on a deep level.
I've never seen a cowboy hat with a mask on at the Opry, I'll tell you that.
I think planning wedding is hard.
He is this the director! I am the director!
How to camp in the rain!
Shut the up!
Kind of like a scary movie sound.
This is Dear John. I give advice. I love to dance, but can't get my husband to dance with me. Any suggestions? Alcohol.
Drinking all the drinks makes everything right. It's party time.
Of course he did his own theme song for it, too. That's so funny.
The show is going to mix music, comedy, and John's co-stars include his fiance Summer Duncan, plus a few assorted friends. And there's 8 episodes with a new one rolling out each week. So I'm actually pretty excited to watch
I am
that.
I too.
Finally, it's New Music Friday with the latest from Maren Morris. This is a brand new song called Better Than We Found It. Maren said, quote, it's a protest song. It's the most American thing to protest, and protest songs have been so embedded in American culture. Bob Dylan, Nina Simone. I think the world right now is sort of in a perpetual mourning period, and I wanted to have a song that had weight, but also had hope. So you can hear Better Than We Found It right now. With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Liz Bauer for Kix 96.9.
If you don't like it, then get the hell out. That's what they yell when I open my gonna change if I won't. When time turns this moment to dust, I just hope that I'm proud of the woman I was. When lines of tomorrow are drawn, can I live with the side that I chose to be on? Will we sit on our hands, do nothing about it?
Maren Morris, it's Better Than We Found It. And you get it on our Now Playing button at KZKX.com. That's one good thing to start your day. What else is out there? Good things on the way. Now it's Blake Shelton.
Don't have to leave.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
The morning,
On Kix 96.9.
This is the time we talk about people doing good. It's good things. And if you got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Just title it Good Things. And we will add it to our show. And we'll start with this today. What's your good thing today?
Want to wish Thelma Sutcliffe a very happy 114th birthday.
Well, she was
born October 1st, 1906, in what was then known as the town of Benson. She is now the oldest living resident of Nebraska, the fourth oldest American, and the 11th oldest person on the planet.
Wow.
So, happy birthday to Thelma.
Exactly. Yeah. Happy birthday. Husker Nick, what's your good thing?
My good thing. So there is a team in the state called Tees 13. They're out of Omaha, but the players play. They come from all over the state. A couple guys from Lincoln that play on this team. They're the best softball team we have in the state by a long shot. Like a lot of these guys, they get handpicked all over the place and they play in a lot of tournaments. Sometimes they'll get paid to go up and play in tournaments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now they're down at in Florida at which is UAAA. It's the USSSA, which is the Worlds for that division.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're, which is, again, I mean, this is like the top teams on the planet. And they're 5-1 right now. This morning, here in about an hour, they play to get to the championship.
Oh, wow.
So congrats to those guys. Keep it going. Austin Chambers here in Lincoln, Beal. Those guys, they work year-round, like spend a lot of time working to get out there for this thing. So good luck, guys, man.
Nice.
Looking forward to seeing you win.
No kidding.
Represent Nebraska.
My good thing is a guy who is a wrestler at Buena Vista University. And he has his first day on the job at Walmart, was helping out and learning from a man in his 60s. His name is Diego Aguirre. who was training to be an employee at Walmart in his time while he's also in college. Mm-hmm. And the man who was training him had a heart attack during their shift.
Ooh.
And so Diego, because he had gone through some training as far as CPR and whatnot through school, mm-hmm. immediately jumped to action, checked his pulse, started compressions. And when his trainer regained consciousness, he asked him some questions, kept him awake. He was alerted the manager, called 911. The EMTs got there, and luckily enough, he saved that man's life on his first day of work.
That is always incredible to me.
Right? Like, what do you do? I mean, like, my trainer just dropped to the ground.
Oof.
He's having a heart attack. I guess I jump in and save his life. You think he's going to get Employee of the Month?
I would hope so. Maybe first Employee day. Of the Year?
Maybe. Possibly. But congrats goes out to Diego on saving a person's life on his first day at work.
Coming up next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, some interesting election news and a story that just, who would have thought?
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
Of course, everybody is abuzz right now about the news that President Trump and the First Lady have tested positive for COVID. So that conversation's going on a lot. The election continues on.
There I am.
Sorry.
Gotta get used to it. No big deal. Not your fault.
And of course, the election continues on. More debates coming up. The vice president debates the next thing in line. And a lot of elections and things going on. And then there's an election that happened in a small Russian village that just jumped to the forefront of all these conversations that are out there. And for the past 4 years, a woman named Marina, and I'm not even going to try to say her last name.
Probably for the best.
Thank you. She has actually scrubbed the floors and cleaned the toilets of the local administration building in this Russian village for 4 years, like I mentioned. And the village mayor is Nikolai Loktev.
Okay.
And he was up for re-election. However, local rules require that there must be at least two people running for any office to have a legitimate election.
It's interesting that Russia has rules about legitimate elections.
That is, yes.
It's a little ironic,
100%.
I'll be honest.
As nobody else wanted to run, the mayor, Nikolai, persuaded Marina to register as his rival to ensure the minimum requirement of two candidates. She's never done anything in politics other than working, cleaning the building.
In the building.
And neither candidate campaigned actively ahead of the election. No billboards, no flyers, no meetings with voters. But much to everyone's surprise, Marina won in a landslide.
No, they really hated that other guy.
Yeah, they must have just been like, screw this, dude.
She said, I didn't think people would actually vote for me. I didn't do anything at all.
He picked the most likable person in town.
Right. On accident.
He's like, get her. She's so nice. Like, she'll do it.
She works super hard. She shows up for work every day.
Yeah. Like, she's a good person.
Yeah.
She won by 62% of the vote.
Oh, that's incredible.
And Nikolai's taking it in stride, saying, I'm not upset people voted for her. So let her do the job. I don't think there's anything bad about her being in charge of the place she used to clean. I mean, she knows her way around.
Wow, that's literally the pettiest thing.
Right?
That you could ever say, like, no, it's fine. Like, let her do the job. I don't even care. It's
fine. Just let her do the job.
She knows her way around the building from cleaning toilets. Like,
man.
Wow. Okay.
Petty dude.
Yeah.
But congrats to Mayor Marina.
I hope she just is, like, the best mayor that they've ever had.
Yes.
Yeah. And she goes on to have a beautiful, like, Aaron Brockovich, like, storied career type of thing, just to get back at this guy. Like, if he hadn't said that, I'd be like, oh, man, that's funny. But, man, what a D-bag.
It's like the Leslie Knope of Russia.
Yes.
Except she was cleaning and not actually part of the government department. But, yeah, so there you go. That's one election that turned out, at least for the positive, for the small Russian village.
Yes.
Coming up
next. You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
We'll get you a redneck review of Ratchet on Netflix. Liz says it's awesome. We'll see what good old Cooter Bocevis has to say about it.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Now listen up. This week we got a new TV show that's on the Netflix. Mm. It's a series. Now, if y'all are big fans of American Horror Story and you've been waiting for something to come out like that, mm-hmm. not only do you get something like that, but it stars one of the stars of American Horror Story. It's called, is it Ratched? Is that how
yeah,
she
it's
says
got
it?
All the stars. All of American Horror
people
Story.
Are in there. Yeah. This is a good show. Here's your preview.
Hello. How's our patient today? You've been subjected to so much pain, haven't you? But a disordered mind can't cure itself. That's why tomorrow is a big day for you. You'll finally be free. After we're done, you'll be a completely new person. I promise. Take care now.
Jeez, that's creepy.
Y'all, she plays a nurse at a psychiatric hospital in 1947, and she slowly drifts into madness.
Mm-hmm.
She's evil.
She's Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, right?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even
so,
better.
Y'all, get out. If you want to watch something, this will be a good scary movie for the holiday season as we get into the Formosus, 31 days of scariness in October. So this will be a good one. I believe it's eight episodes that are in this.
Yes.
So
you've already signed on for another season.
Ooh, here we go.
You get eight episodes. It's going to scare the bejesus and your britches off and the bejesus out of you. I'm going to give this thing 4. Bags of pork grinds. Make sure you got someone next to you can cuddle, or at least a big pillow or a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be all right watching Ratched on Netflix. So go check that thing out. And hey, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas. And I may not actually knew much about this movie, but Liz did, and that really helped me out. And I appreciate that.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
You can find that on the Netflix. Probably not watching with any of the kids, though, right?
No, I don't think you want to watch, like, unmedicated lobotomies with your children. Maybe you do. My parents did.
Oh, okay.
And then you can turn out like me.
So, you did.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
So, we finally came out. Travis is on top.
What in the world were you thinking?
Walt D, make it sweet.
What were you thinking?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Well, right. Maybe later, actually.
Maybe later. Okay.
I don't think I miss what you think I miss.
It's time to play your way to the PBR bull riding event this weekend at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Unleash the Beast. And you can play and win your way there without a context contest. We got Paula, Matt, and Sarah was the first one in. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
All right, Sarah.
You get to play first.
Yeah, super simple game here. I grabbed some audio out of the show, took it out of context. I will play it for you, and then we will ask you if it's an A, a B, or a C. I'll give you three answers. Two, hopefully, are really funny, and one of them is going to be the truth, okay?
All right.
Here we go with the first piece of out of context contest.
Yes.
You slide it in here.
What?
Oh, God.
Hey, JP was telling us how excited he was for his colonoscopy.
Yes. He slid it in here.
B, that was JP's reaction to Liz's reaction to it being October.
Yes. He slid it in here.
Or C, Brad Paisley once said, when you say a back rub means only a back rub.
Yes. He slid it in here.
Is it A, B, or C?
Is it B?
It is B. It could have been A. You know you wanted to say A.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Possibly.
What an awkward laugh. Okay. All right, so Sarah's got a point. Here's number two in out-of-context contest. Apparently the JP edition. Whether it be they just didn't like it that way, and they went number one on the bed after you were in there with the significant other.
What? Dating's been a really weird experience for old single JP.
Whether it be they just didn't like it that way, and they went number one on the bed after you were in there with the significant other.
B, sometimes you make whoopee, and then your pet decides to, you know, show you who's boss and where the pet belongs.
Whether it be they just didn't like it that way, and they went number one on the bed after you were in there with the significant other.
Oh, my God.
Or C, JP makes really, really stiff drinks.
Whether it be they just didn't like it that way, and they went number one on the bed after you were in there with the significant other.
Is it A, B, wow. or C?
Is it B again?
It is B, yes.
Sarah, so all right, far,
this,
you're two
this
for two.
This last one is about Liz's boyfriend, is what she was talking about, and this is JP's response to what she was talking about.
If you get this right, Liz, you'll sweep the board with a game. If not, Matt and Paula are here to steal the game away from you. Here we go. Oh, he knows not to touch it.
No.
What?
He knows not to touch it. No. That was what you needed to hear there. A, she's talking about her boyfriend, Andrew. A, he knows not to touch her booty.
Oh, he knows not to touch it.
No.
B, her travel mug.
Oh, he knows not to touch it.
No.
Or C, her precious dog.
Oh, he knows not to touch it.
No.
Is it B again?
It is B again!
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Sarah swept it.
Wow.
Oh, nice job, Sarah.
Thank you.
This proves that you know the show.
Yes. There were some landmines there. Like, I thought the colonoscopy, you'd pick that.
Yeah.
That was the one.
He does love to tell us about the importance of...
Yep. Being
good
checked
health.
Regularly.
Rectal health.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, Sarah, congratulations.
For the record, there was three other ones that hit the cutting room floor at JP. You were on fire this week.
I do not doubt that.
It was good.
Congratulations, Sarah. You get to go to the PBR Bull Riding coming up on Sunday.
Yay.
Hang on the line. We'll get you more details. Thank you again to Matt and Paula for just sitting there on the phone waiting to play. But Sarah was just that good at...
On fire today.
Context contest.
Coming up next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Disappointed you didn't win? That could be something you get off your chest.
Mm-hmm.
And you could win your way to bull riding that way.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Enough is enough. I take a flamethrower to this place.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
I don't want to.
All right. We've all got places to go. We've all got places to go.
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin.
It's your chance for some group therapy with us on Fridays. It's called Get It Off Your Chest. You can do it on Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969. If you need to stay anonymous, you can direct message us, and we'll do the yelling for you there. Or you can call in coming up in just a bit. And we'll also give you a chance to win your way to the P-Bear Bull Riding coming up on Sunday, the championships at Pinnacle Bank Arena. All you have to do is be willing to get it off your chest. Either one of you got something to get off your chest today?
Yeah, I got one. Okay. So I had a sinus infection this week.
Yeah.
And because, you know, the allergies and all this stuff has been crazy for like a week around here, right? Like everybody in town is sitting here going,
we're
tell me about
suffering.
It.
Suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering what it would be like in the world of the Rona to like get sick with something else.
Right.
Right.
It like all everybody I know has been like, oh, my God. And I'm like, guys, I went to the doctor. I have a sinus infection. I'm taking stuff. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm feeling good. Like, even my kid was like, I went to school and told my teacher you had the Rona. I was like, what? Why would you tell your teacher that? Like, dude, this, everybody go get your flu shots and stuff. Cause aww. I would not want to be that person who gets the actual flu this winter and how like, you already have to stay away from people when you have the flu, obviously. But like, people are going to look at you so crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's nuts. It's nuts. And like, some of my buddies were like, so you have the Rona then? And I'm like, no, I do not have the Rona, and they're like, you need to be more careful. I'm like, I don't need to. What are you talking about? Like, you can get that anyways just walking through a freaking store. Like, you can be plenty careful and still get the stupid Rona, which I don't have. Like, I don't know. This is going to be a crazy winter for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody it is.
Crazy.
Challenged by that for sure.
Yeah.
Can I have the most, like, out of left field, people are going to roll their eyes so hard and be like, I hate you.
Yes, yes. The pettier the better, please.
Okay, I have to get it off my chest. I know he's not listening right now, but like...
So what'd Rob do?
No, it's my boyfriend. Of course he never listens. Oh.
Is that a dig too?
You got
I have to miss out on a really awesome trip because I don't want my boyfriend to die, quote unquote, I guess. And I'm like very irritated by it because... Good news, his mom is getting remarried and it's awesome. And she was like, hey, I want to fly you guys first class to Hawaii. And I was like, bam, I'll pack my bags. When do you want me there? Do you need a housekeeper? That's great. Like, cool.
Right.
And then he was like, no, I'm diabetic. We can't fly 5 hours and all these. And I was like, yes, we can. And he was like, no.
What if you just went to represent?
That's what I told him. I was like, I will tell you. I'll take pictures. I'll live stream it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Your mom said it was very important that she has somebody from her family there. So, like, I will be your proxy. Yes. And he was like, no. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
You're not going to ruin this for me.
Wow.
So.
He's so selfish.
I know.
Man.
Effing rude.
Wow. I know.
So just like
that. You even have someone here to take care of your dog by having him stay.
Exactly. So he can stay and like take care of the homestead and I will go do the hard work.
Why does he hate his mom so much?
I know.
That doesn't make any sense.
He hates all of us. He's selfish.
Jeez.
He's selfish.
I don't think he's that selfish.
He is. He's very selfish.
He's being
selfish. Maybe I'll take Carl with me.
He is being selfish.
He is.
Carl with you.
Yeah. If she's buying two tickets.
What you know what he would do the whole time you were gone? Golf.
Exactly. Selfish.
So, yeah.
So, you know what? I think he needs to reconsider.
The pettier, the better when it comes to getting off your chest. So, let's do it.
That was good. Up.
Next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker.
I'd reassess that whole situation.
I know.
You hope he was listening?
And I hope he feels really badly.
Yeah.
I hope he feels very bad.
You should reassess that whole thing. Yeah. You should put him in timeout for at least a week.
Think about how you're hurting my feelings.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
Can't he just hold his breath until you get to Hawaii?
I told him he could wear a face mask, like one of those really good ones, for five hours. I was like, don't take it off. You can't eat, you can't drink. He was like, for five plus. And I was like, yes. If we're going to Hawaii, I don't really care.
Yeah. See, I think you're right on this. And just convince him it's an island. It probably isn't even there.
Well, and to go to Hawaii, you have to have a COVID test.
Yes.
So I was like, we'll get you a Camelback. We'll, like, lace it through your mask. Yeah. Then you can just, like, a hamster, like...
Can we get him, like, some tanks and some scuba gear?
Yes.
And he can wear that the whole time.
Yes. He'll be fine.
There's so many ways to make this happen.
He's just being inflexible.
We got people on the phone that wanted.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Chance for you to get it off your chest. 466-9696, or you can do it on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. If you need to stay anonymous, you can direct message us.
Yes, and we did get an early DM that said, I just want to get it off my chest. I hate the waiting game to hear back about a new job. Like, I know you said sometime next week, but do you have to wait until Friday?
Oh, that's a good point.
So, fingers crossed for them that they got their job.
Hi, Kix, get it off your chest.
Yes, so I drive an oversized load here locally in Omaha, Nebraska. And there's times when I need both lanes. And you cars will not wait for me. You got to drive in the ditch. You got to drive on the shoulder to get around me. You can wait to the next light where I scoot over for you to get past.
Valid.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thank goodness for the bleep.
Coming in on Twitter, this one from @DrewBabyAngel says, my girlfriend likes Hawaii more than me.
Oh, my God. Well, it's true. Who wouldn't?
That would be his Twitter account.
Boyfriend. Yeah, it's Drew. Well, I won't say the full thing, but it's like Drew Boy.
Is it really?
Was it O-I?
B-O-I? No.
Oh, thank God.
But it's like, really? You are 30 something and you still say Drew Boy K?
Cheryl says, Saltillo Road, all the trucks.
I hate Saltillo Road.
It's a challenging road to drive on.
Yeah, I almost died on it once. Got into a massive car accident there.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter to get it off your chance and a chance to go to PBR Bull Riding on Sunday to make it better.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
And everything about you.
No,
you, Kevin?
Every Friday, some group therapy for you, and the pettier the better. It's like Liz's.
Oh, yeah. Wedding. Wait, are you calling me petty?
Well, I'm saying it's kind of a petty little.
A free trip to Hawaii is a petty little thing to you?
I don't think you're being petty.
Boyfriend's health?
I don't care. He can stay home. No, I've already told him that.
You take the proper precautions, like wrap him up in some sort of like airtight thing and give him some oxygen to breathe.
Give him a gas mask and he'll be fine. He doesn't. He was like, how would I not drink? I was like, well, put some glucose tabs inside your mask.
He golfs on a regular basis.
Yeah,
he does.
And he'll be fine.
Right. And we'll give you a little canteen. You can, like one of those military ones that you can like put down into a canteen and never have to take it off.
Yes.
So you can get it off your chest on Facebook or Twitter as well. Lip gloss and hot sauce. We took our dogs to daycare yesterday. They were so tired last night. I thought for sure my 7-month-old puppy would sleep all night. Nope. She woke up 3 times through the night. Why? And she also said that... I'm getting married in Hawaii next year. Girl, come to my wedding.
Okay.
Hey. But she also tagged Kix, meaning that that invites all of us, right?
It's got to be paid for, though, like yours was going to be.
Right, yeah.
Which I appreciate her offering to pay for our trips.
Mm-hmm, that's so sweet.
That is very nice.
Got a couple of anonymous ones that have come in.
Yes, we've got more DMs. When your boyfriend tells you to get out and see your friends, and when you finally do, he gets mad because he's going out and you need to stay home to watch the new puppy. So you cancel your plans just for him to stay home. Murder that man. Then another one, when you're a roadside service worker and frapping people won't slow down and move over. I like that. And another one, it's 2020, and some managers are irrelevant and really grind my gears.
Ooh.
That was not one of us talking about Rob.
Nope. Not our boss, Rob.
Promise.
Hi, Kix, get it off your chest.
I am getting real sick and tired of being cut off by customers when I'm checking them out at the register at work.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
So just in general, like, we asked a couple of questions. Like, we have a rewards program, so we'll ask them what their phone number is. And, like, sometimes if people don't have it, they'll just immediately cut me off just right then and there. Or I'll ask if they'd like to make a donation, if we're doing a donation drive. And I won't even get through the, would you like to? And they're like, no.
Just let her say the word.
Yeah.
It's part of her job.
That is a pet peeve if you've ever worked in retail. It's like, just let the... They have to say it. Have to say it.
It's part of the thing.
So, yeah, it's like, it's just words.
It's not going to take you another, it's not going to hurt to take another 5 seconds for a letter to finish.
No, because they're still doing it while they're checking you out.
So exactly. All right. So just a few things to get off your chest. You can do that every Friday this time on Facebook or Twitter as well. KX969.
Just what happens next.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Jungle John with big news about Boo at the Zoo. You can see him live on Facebook as well with us. At Facebook, KX969.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big, handsome lizard.
So are you gonna catch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard.
Lizard.
It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled. The Skittles is drawing my hot body.
That never gets old.
No.
Jungle John is live with us and on Facebook as well. Facebook Live, KX969. Good morning, Jungle John.
Awesome. Good morning to the crazy ones.
Yes. Welcome to the party, pal.
I always love joining the Friday morning party because, you know what, it is so unpredictable.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how we like it.
It's like Russian roulette on a Friday morning.
Thank you. It's very much Russian roulette, especially when Husker Nick is there and he opens his mouth. You never know what the heck's going to come out.
Precisely. I
mean, yeah, that's fair. It's my job.
You just never know. Curveballs come my way, but I can hit those curveballs back at
you. You do pretty well. You're pretty quick on your feet. We've noticed that in the last couple of years. That's why we keep bringing you back, because Fridays are always a little bit weird and entertaining.
Weird, entertaining. That's why I love you guys. You guys are exactly that. You know, it's a lot of fun. You enjoy life.
Yes.
There's a lot of good things happening, and especially we got a big announcement this week.
Now. Yes. What's your big announcement?
What is it?
Yeah, Boo at the Zoo is happening this year.
Yes.
Yay.
We are so excited. You guys are helping to sponsor the event, so we really, really appreciate it because it's such an important tradition in our community. You know, I mean, JP, you came when you were knee-high.
That's true.
It's been around that long.
Right.
Wow.
Holy cow.
I didn't realize the zoo was so old.
Wow.
Jeez.
And I was, he took his kids. Yep. Next, he's been taking his grandkids to it.
Let's not jump there yet, John. Those turtles. 19 and 17. I don't want to do that yet.
Those turtles were still young back then.
The 100-year-old turtles.
Exactly right. Yeah. They were just babies.
Holy cow.
And we've been working with the health department. We are doing the safest Halloween trick-or-treating in the county.
Oh,
the
health
supports us 100%. We're taking all the kind of precautions, and we're adding more days, October 23rd through the 30th, so we get more people in, because you have to buy a time ticket, and it's going to be paced through the zoo. It's going to be routed through the zoo. The train's going to be running. We're sanitizing the train between every run. Everybody giving away candy is going to be masked up and wearing plastic rubber gloves. And that's kind of what you really need when you walk into your studio, too. You need to be masked up and wearing gloves.
Right, exactly.
That's safest even pre-pandemic.
John, do you remember when JP was a kid? He struck me as a Herman Munster type. Like, he'd be a... That's what he dressed up as.
Frankenstein.
Right? Yeah. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
I was Chewbacca for a couple good years.
That's fitting. You've been 26 years old at that time.
No, it's a 26 years.
In the 70s? Yeah.
Yeah.
In the 70s? I was a baby.
Wow. JP's old, but he's not that old.
Thank you.
Get the guy a break. Yeah, no. Okay.
It's relative.
So, yeah, Boo, you know, we are so... Go to LincolnZoo.org. Tickets go on sale today.
Yeah.
Get your tickets in advance, because you got to get a time slot. So pick the day you're coming, the time you're coming, how many kids you're bringing, how many treat bags you need. Lincoln Children's Zoo members get free admission, so you can buy your membership and your tickets at the same time. LincolnZoo.org. It's going to be a great, great event. The Wizard will be there.
Whoa.
Yes. The Wizard will be masked. Okay.
Yeah.
And the Wizard, I've been talking to the Wiz, and he's decided he will come and visit you guys. He will you know, join you this way. And
really?
In full regalia, all the full costume, robes and hat and everything.
The Wizard's wearing his Hawaiian shirt right now. He's got his sunglasses on.
Casual wear.
He's going to whiz up from the warm climates and put it all on, and it's going to be a little bit different this year.
Okay. All right. Will he be from his cul-de-sac, or are you going to actually pop up in your bedroom/office?
He will pop up here. I've asked him if he would fly into if he would apparate here into my office/bedroom/house/studio/whatever the heck you want to call this place. Lincoln's
where the magic happens.
The magic station.
Where the magic happens.
That's in the room next door.
John's got a red room that he has next to
him. Wow. He's got a special lab.
Yeah, he does. Oh, boy. Wow.
That face.
He starts off the segment talking about latex gloves, and now he's got another room. Oh, boy, mm-hmm. John.
Mm-hmm. LincolnZoo.org. You do have the zoo tickets today. Today's tickets go on sale. It's going to be a sellout. So
it's going to be fantastic, as always, and the new animals to go see while you're going through the zoo and all the fun stuff with that.
Exactly. And you know what? The zoo's open every day, except on Mondays now, so we're open every day. Tomorrow we're going to be open at 9. Go to LincolnZoo.org, get your tickets for just visiting the zoo. Get your membership, get your booth, the zoo tickets, all at LincolnZoo.org.
Thank you, John.
And hey, I'll see you at the zoo.
Coming up next. Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
It'd be hard to get that out of your mind after that interview. But hey, LincolnZoo.org.
Nosferatu. Is that what you were?
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Yesterday was the 3-year anniversary of the Route 91 massacre, and Jason Aldean shared his thoughts on Instagram. He was performing when the shooting started, and his wife Brittany, who was 8 months pregnant at the time, was nearby. Jason shared a tribute yesterday saying, quote, October 1st will always be a day for us that's extremely hard to relive. To everyone in the Route 91 family, we love you guys, and we couldn't have gotten through it without you. And Josh Abbott of Josh Abbott Band's wife, Taylor, also shared a text conversation between them that night, revealing that she had been up in the room sick. And because she was up in the room, Josh came to see her after the performance, which meant he wasn't at the festival space when the shooting started. However, he did get separated from his wife when they learned that the shooter was in the hotel just a couple floors up from their room. So sharing a little bit more about that
right.
night and all of the craziness and
I'll still never forget. We've got a mutual friend in Mitchell who's from Las Vegas, and he was backstage with Jake Owen taking him to a post party.
Yeah.
Was going to leave for the post party when the gunfire started. And it's like, jeez.
Yeah. So, so scary. So remembering that on its anniversary. And on a lighter note, John Party is bringing more fun. Get ready for Party Time. That's Party Time with a D, as in John Party. It's the name of his new digital variety series that debuts next Tuesday on CMT's Facebook and YouTube channels.
Want to see some random
every day I work out at 9 a.m. I still have a fat face. I don't know why.
I feel that on a deep level.
Never seen a cowboy hat with a mask on at the Opry, I'll tell you that.
I think planning wedding is hard.
He is this the director! I am the director!
How to camp in the rain.
Shut the up!
Kind of like a scary movie sound.
This is Dear John. I give advice.
I love to dance, but can't get my husband to dance with me. Any suggestions? Alcohol.
Drinking all the drinks makes everything right. It's party time.
Of course he did his own theme song for it, too. That's so funny.
The show is going to mix music, comedy, and John's co-stars include his fiancée, Summer Duncan, plus a few assorted friends. And there's 8 episodes with a new one rolling out each week. So I'm actually pretty excited to watch that.
I am too.
Finally, it's New Music Friday with the latest from Maren Morris. This is a brand new song called Better Than We Found It. Maren said, quote, "It's a protest song. It's the most American thing to protest, and protest songs have been so embedded in American culture. Bob Dylan, Nina Simone, I think the world right now is sort of in a perpetual mourning period, and I wanted to have a song that had weight, but also had hope." So you can hear Better Than We Found It right now. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Liz Bauer for Kix 96.9.
If you don't like it, then get the hell out. That's what they yell when I open my mouth. A stick is a stick, a stone is a stone, but who's gonna care if I don't? Who's gonna change if I won't? When time turns this moment to dust, I just hope that I'm proud of the woman I was. When lines of tomorrow are drawn, can I live with the side that I chose to be on? Will we sit on our hands, do nothing about it?
you're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
That, by the way, new music from Maren Morris. You can get it on our Now Playing button at KZKX.com.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly wait. It's time to play fake news and give Robert a chance to go to the PBR Unleash the Beast event, Pinnacle Bank Arena on Sunday. Good morning, Robert. How's it going, man?
Going good.
Good. All right, so here's the deal. We'll give you some headlines. You just have to tell us which ones are real, which ones are fake. And if you correctly identify them, you will be going to PBR Bull Riding on Sunday, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Let's get you the first headline. First headline out there is Japan reportedly running out of golf balls. They report that Japan is running out of golf balls. Is that a real or fake headline?
I'm going to go with real.
Actually, that one's fake.
Phew.
But it sounded pretty real to me.
Yeah, it did. It was like so average that it just sounded real.
Like, oh, God, this really could happen.
Right. Like, okay, they're having a golf ball shortage. Sure.
All right, so no point there. Got two more chances here. Second headline for fake news. China threatens social media users not to waste food in their videos. Is that a real or fake headline?
That's got to be real.
And it is real.
Yep, that one sounded.
The president says food wastage is shameful. He aims to crack it down. He's searching for big stomach kings. We'll get you a message that reads, reject waste and eat responsibly. He wants to punish social media users seen wasting food on their broadcast.
Oh, jeez.
Which, I mean, you can put it in a to-go box or whatever if you need to. But, like, destroying food, I think, is what he's really talking about, probably. All right, so we got one more headline. If you get this right, you're going to the bull riding. A 41-year-old man loses a case to have his parents support him. Is that a real or fake headline?
That sounds like something that would be real.
And you know what? It is.
Yeah.
There's a 41-year-old London man who just lost a court case where he wanted his parents to support him. He had hoped that the court would force his wealthy parents to do this for him. He has a degree in history and a master's in taxation. He's been unemployed since 2011.
Is this the same one? No, this is different than the one about
yeah,
the guy
this
we
is
talked
different.
About earlier.
The guy
this
from
week.
Mexico. Was
right,
kicked out of the house
out.
By his mom and his aunt.
Woo!
With a broom and a spray bottle. This guy's in London, and the judge also ruled that the man will have to pay his parents' $74,000 lawyer bill. So he's not getting anything from his parents, and he owes them.
Good.
So congrats, Robert. You are going bull riding.
Great, thank you.
Thanks for playing, brother.
Thank you.
The Kix Morning Show. Wake up the country way. With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick. On Kix 96.9.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Our one big thing is bull riding at PBA.
Woo.
It is PBR Wrangler Invitational presented by Cooper Tires. Unleash the Beast. And we are proud to be a part of Sundays. It's tomorrow and Sunday, but we've got Sunday show.
Right, the big finals.
The big finale.
And when we were talking to one of the riders earlier this week.
Dakota Lewis?
Said, yes, Dakota. He was saying that this is going to be huge because Worlds are coming up really soon because of obviously their schedule's been kind of changed this year.
Right.
So whoever wins this competition, that means a lot.
Getting into the Worlds competition.
Wow. As they try and qualify for the Worlds. So this is going to be some of the best of the best
exciting.
In the country.
Exciting.
Yeah.
So if you want to be a part of the excitement that is PBR's Wrangler Invitational, you can get your tickets still available online, PinnacleBankArena.com. We've got your chance to get those details at KZKX.com as well. I believe Rob has another pair to give away, too.
Mm-hmm.
Coryell, too.
Yep.
And then you'll be on the, your tickets will be down at Will Call. We'll get to go to the show. They will have a clear bag policy and face coverings policy.
Right.
They're doing, what is it, 50% capacity?
50% capacity, and they but they even have a design so that you're not going to be, like, crossing in front of people when you go in and out of your rows. Right. I mean, they have, like, put so much thought into this.
Yeah, thankfully for them.
Hand sanitizer, concessions, everything.
It's going to be fantastic and a lot of fun. And if you want to be a part of the fun that is PBR Bull Riding, again, all the details online at KZKX.com.
Just what happens next.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Oh, we're not done yet. We'll keep the Free Fun Friday party going, including a very big prank on a first date. That and more.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
You really never, ever can tell who has the thrill of the fight, who can rise up to the challenge of their rivals, who has learned some karate in their time.
Say what?
Okay.
So we'll switch to this one because, of course...
Actually, what he just said is true, though. Most of the time, you don't know someone knows karate till it's way too late for you.
There is that.
Because the only time you ever find out someone knows karate is when you're on the wrong end of karate.
Yeah, that's fair.
Or if they've been drinking... And they just want to show off their sick moves. That's the other time.
They're amazing moves that they have.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with 59-year-old guy named Donald Prestwood, who broke into a senior apartment complex in Fontana, California.
Ooh.
Aww. He was drunk and said he was looking for his girlfriend. Then he busted into his girlfriend's 81-year-old mother's room.
Uh-oh.
And he started, she was in her wheelchair. She tried to ask for help, yell for help. And luckily enough, Lorenza Marujo, who's 67, hurt her from two floors up.
Okay.
Turns out that Lorenza trained in jujitsu from 1981 to 2007.
Nice. So this dude is a black belt.
She is a black belt.
Yeah, or this person.
And whatever. Calls herself Lady Ninja.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's how she woke up, probably in a dead sleep. And she actually didn't hear anything. She sensed it.
Yeah.
And then she just opens her eyes and she's like, I'm on my way.
Like Spidey senses there.
So she swung down the outside of the building and through the window, right?
Yep, probably parkour. That's how
she
got there.
She ran down to the apartment, saw Donald going after his her elderly neighbor, and she attacked.
I have a general rule. If I'm ever in a situation where there could be a fight and I hear, what the fuck? That means I run. Because that's how you know.
Drop everything and
like,
go.
Yeah, that's like, uh-oh, someone around here has got ninja skills. And I don't, so I gotta run.
I gotta go.
She bent his fingers back to get him off her friend, then elbowed him in the sternum.
Oh, yeah.
And took him to the ground and held him until the cops got there.
Oh, yeah. Rear naked choke, no doubt.
How big do you think Lorenza is?
Probably 5 foot, maybe.
I was gonna say, like, probably, like, 5'2".
She's 4'11 and 100 pounds, soaking wet.
But she knows jujitsu, and jujitsu, that is the great equalizer in life.
Yeah.
True.
Donald is 5'10", 170.
Yeah.
So she took down somebody about a foot taller than
hell
she
is.
Hell
yeah, man.
70 pounds heavier, too.
Her only regret was that her jujitsu skills are a little rusty, she said.
Really?
Quote, I would have done more damage to him.
Yeah.
If I would have kept up with my jujitsu skills.
She probably did a flying rear naked choke.
I just love that.
She is...
Have you ever had a flying rear naked choke done to you by a 67-year-old?
Nope.
It's probably horrible.
Probably.
I would assume.
She looks way older than 67.
Man, who are you to be judging
Yeah,
people?
I don't think I'd be running your mouth before she comes running in here.
She probably, totally kicked my butt, but yeah. So, good for her that she's the BA person that she is.
There's something to be said about having, 36 years of jujitsu? Something
right.
like that?
Yeah, 36 years.
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood. So
congrats to Lorenza. She's a hero.
My math is good.
This time around. And, because
I'm telling you,
the Lady Ninja.
You ever hear, what the? That means you run.
Always.
For your life. Because you chewed off a little more, or bit off a little more than you could chew. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
There you go.
Score new Husker gear from Husker headquarters.
Get the details and enter now.
Touchdown!
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick. Mornings.
I thought it'd be a fun way to start our morning.
Good call, sir.
On Kix 96.9.
Dating is challenging anyway.
Oh, totally. I mean, well, just listen to Datum Rumble.
Every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:20 or on the podcast, and you'll see and hear.
It's rough out there.
It's a challenge. And there was a 24-year-old guy named Lee in Glasgow, Scotland, and he knew that his 38-year-old friend Stefan was going to be going on his first date to a steak restaurant. So Lee called the restaurant, pretended to be Stefan, before the date to set up a special dessert surprise.
Oh, my gosh.
So he had the server bring over a cake at the end of the meal. So they've gone through the entire date.
Mm-hmm.
First date, you know, conversation that you have on a first date, the chit-chat, the getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And then comes out a cake that says, "Will you marry me?" written on the, on the plate in icing.
Can you imagine being that girl? I mean, obviously, the guy's just as confused. But if you were that girl, you're like, what is happening?
Right.
Am I going to get taken tonight by this man?
Right.
Like, what is going on?
So Lee, the prankster that he was, got the whole thing on video. There's a lot of profanity on it.
Oh, I'm sure.
We'll put it up on Twitter so you guys can check it out. And I might even put it on the morning show page on Facebook, JP and Liz Mornings and Hospitics, so you guys can see it. Lee ended up, because he pulled the prank, he ended up paying for the entire meal, like $180 for a prank, basically.
Oh, my God.
He said it was totally worth it, except for the fact that Stefan's date did not seem to be impressed by the prank.
Oh, she didn't think it was funny.
Yeah. So he tanked at least a second date, if not some sort of relationship, depending on how close they got.
I honestly think, in a way, he did him a favor. Because obviously you're the girl on this date. You're so confused. You're like kind of freaked out. But then when you find out that it's a joke, honestly, I would think that was really funny.
Right?
And you have a great story, you know, if you guys do keep dating.
Tell the grandkids about that time of crazy Uncle Lee pranked me and your mom.
Right. Like, I mean, honestly, if that happened to me on a date, I would laugh. Like, that would
you
be...
You would.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I would think that was hysterical.
Sure, you'd be pissed and fling the cake at him.
Well, once you figure out, like, it's a joke, you
it's
know?
It's a jokey joke.
Well, the first time the cake comes out, you're like, what is going on? But, like, once you find out it's prank, then it's like, oh, that is so funny, honestly. Then you know that him and his friends like to have a good time. So, I think he dodged a bullet with somebody who doesn't have a sense of humor.
There you go. That's a good one.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
So, you might have remembered earlier in the week, we talked about how the United Kingdom Zoo had to get rid of some swearing parrots.
Yes, I love the swearing parrots.
And so it was, they got together and one of them knew some curse words and then all of them started learning the curse words from that one. And it's created a problem where these five parrots couldn't stop swearing at people in the zoo. And so the zoo had to remove them because of their language.
Oh, I love this.
Even trying to separate them didn't work because they still were bleep, bleep, bleep all over the zoo. Well, now good news, the staff has worked to retain them and clean up the language. They were actually going to like put them at a bird sanctuary and just leave them there.
A filthy bird sanctuary.
Right. But instead, they have managed to, they think, clean up their language.
I just love this.
So they're ready to be put back in the zoo so that people can see these beautiful birds.
Because it is so much, like this just reminds me of little kids because there's the one little kid.
Right,
that learns a curse word.
Yep.
And, you know, your parent is always, they'll slip and say, like, curse in front of you when you're little.
Right.
And then they make the mistake of going, oh, don't say that, don't, you didn't hear that. Which immediately, like little velociraptors, kids are like, oh, this is the word,
this word, this
I
word.
Have to say. Then they go to their other little velociraptor friends. Then they start triangulating. And they're like, this is the word we're not supposed to say, so we are going to say it constantly. And even if you separate them, then they're just teaching it. It's like a virus.
So Billy, Elise, Eric, Jaden, Tyson got to all be back together
again.
Those
are again. The bird names?
Those are the bird names.
I love it even more. Like,
you know, Tyson's the one who did that, right?
Yes.
Either he or Billy are the one who learned the curse words.
Just a crazy lad.
Because Elise is not going to do it unless she's amongst the friends, right?
Yeah. And locker room talk.
Yeah, Jade's not going to be one to swear unless she's with the rest of them. So
all the naughty birds.
So they're back at the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park, and the chief executive, Steve Nichols, says, we got it figured out. I don't think... So we already mentioned PBR and our big thing. This is now the big, big thing, starting with one of our favorite things, Boo at the Zoo.
Woohoo!
is happening, and you can start getting your tickets now for that.
Yes.
At the Merry Not Scary event at LincolnZoo.org is where you can get your tickets. We talked to Jungle John this morning. You can catch all the details on our Facebook Live.
And if you can, get them today.
Right.
Because like Jungle John was saying, it's going to be a sellout probably. So,
and they're
all the timed ones because they're keeping everybody distance. So as soon as possible, make sure you get on those tickets because you have to have them ahead of time.
And then the other part of our big, big thing. That's all I can do.
Why?
Because the rest of it comes Monday.
Oh.
So that's all I'm going to give you.
Choo-choo.
That's all I'm allowed to give you is that. So you might want to be paying attention to our show coming up on Monday.
Yeah. There might be something in it for you. If you know what I mean.
Exactly. So be ready for it on Monday with JP, Liz, Husker, Nick. It's Kix. Wake up,
wake up. The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.